From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Mid-Hudson News reports that a new report from New York Comptroller Tom DiNapoli found that one in five New York households pay more than half of their household income on housing. Almost 3 million households in the state have housing costs higher than 30% of their household income. DiNapoli said, and I quote, "For too many New Yorkers, finding and keeping an adequate and affordable place to live has been more and more difficult. Rising costs are stretching household budgets and forcing trade-offs with other essentials like food and health care," end quote. New York ranked 32nd in the nation with just a 5.7% increase in housing units between 2012 and 2022. DiNapoli said, and I quote, "The consequences of housing insecurity are wide-ranging, and while low-income renters are the most cost-burdened, these financial pressures are increasingly felt by middle-class households. Action is needed by all levels of government," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Scott M. Ellis Elementary School principal Peter Mahan retired February 13th after two decades with the Greenville School District. Mahan said, and I quote, "It has been an absolute joy to serve the community of Scott M. Ellis Elementary School for over 20 years. During that time, we have experienced tremendous change within our school and within the world. I am grateful to have had the opportunity to recruit and work with so many remarkable faculty and staff members who are fully committed to supporting children as they grow as thinkers, individuals, friends, and citizens," end quote. Joseph Lopez is interim elementary principal through the end of the current school year. The Greenville School District is taking applications for the job through February 25th. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports for HudsonValley360.com that the Hudson Common Council is considering a resolution opposing the use of 11 Warren Street for county offices. Common Council members complain that Columbia County could get office space almost anywhere. The building is in the city's downtown revitalization district where mixed-use commercial and residential development is favored. Previously, the building was used as offices for the Galvin Foundation, Bard College, and Corrick, and the Hudson Youth Clubhouse used the property for the past year. Hudson First Ward Councilmember Gary Perhigan said, and I quote, "When you step back, it's just not a good use at all. The property is very valuable and underutilized. We could do so much more. I would like to see a development that is supported by all stakeholders, that supports meaningful retail and makes sense, and that is welcoming and provides a community use similar to what the clubhouse was doing," end quote. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Murrell said, and I quote, "The building has been purchased by us at a substantial amount of taxpayer money, and our plan is to stay the course," end quote. Meanwhile, the Hudson Common Council will vote on the resolution at its February 20th meeting. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.